Court supporters of Pakistan's jailed former leader, Nawaz Sharif, alleges Wednesday's vote was rigged.
An icon of Pakistan cricket who turned into an anti-corruption crusader has declared himself victor in that country's chaotic general election. The vote's been marred by violence and reports of widespread technical problems, but it looks set to make Imran Khan the country's next prime minister. This is only the second civilian election in Pakistan's 71-year history.
That was Reuters' Matthew Laratonda. A bomb exploded outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing Thursday, wounding the lone assailant, but police described the weapon merely as a firework device. Beijing police said the suspect, a 26-year-old man from China's Inner Mongolia region, had been injured and taken to the hospital. AP correspondent Christopher Bodine reports there hasn't been any comment on a report by the ruling Communist Party newspaper Global Times that officers had earlier removed a woman from outside the embassy after she sprayed gasoline on herself in a suspected attempt at self-immolation.
So we don't know whether this incident about this woman setting herself on fire was a rumor of some sort or whether it happened and it's been sort of suppressed. But it doesn't seem to be connected to the actual incident that we're reporting on where this fellow set off this bomb.
Police did not provide a motive for the bomb attack. Troops searched for survivors in the remote southern tip of Laos Thursday. State media reports at least 26 are dead and over 130 remain missing after a dam constructed by South Korea's SK burst on Monday. The SK official said fractures were found in the dam on Sunday and alerted villages. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and the European Union have agreed to work towards zero tariffs